If the ballot initiative becomes law, a moratorium would be placed on all genetic engineering operations in Maui County until environmental and public health tests are completed and approved by the county council. Mark Sheehan is a founding member of the Shaka Group, Maui's anti-GMO organization.
The road ahead is to press the pause button and have an independent research operation investigate to determine if these genetically modified organisms and the pesticides used with them are in fact safe or are they harmful for the environment.
But Monsanto Corporation site lead David Stolzfus says the moratorium is actually a ban because test standards have not been developed and could take years. Stolzfus says the science has already been done.
We should have scientific evidence as the basis of any kind of decision. And so we're fully confident that those requirements have already been in place and have been in place for decades. But what we can't do is ignore all the previous science and say we need to start over from scratch.
Mom Hui member Amy Stokes disagrees. She says third-party validation is what's needed.
If your practices are safe, it's a moratorium. If your practices are not safe, it's a ban. To me, the tests that they already have, those are null and void. A new test done by unbiased group, chosen by the people, not by Monsanto.
Maui County Farm Bureau Executive Director Warren Watanabe says large agrochemical companies like Monsanto are vital to the entire industry.
The seed companies, they are the ones that are going to invest and take the time, spend the funds to develop the research. People talk about, oh, you know, it's all privately funded. Well, you know, if they want public funded research, they got to put money into it.
Dr. Lauren Pang specializes in preventive medicine and infectious diseases. He's been working on anti-GMO legislation at the county and state level for 14 years. Dr. Pang says regulators have not done the science and don't have the facts.
The scientists will settle this real quickly. They said, trillion GMO meals, you claim it's safe. What's the relative risk and the confidence interval on that relative risk? Relative is relative to non-GM food. But you can't even get that group, no, because they're not labeled. You don't have a control group.
And that's why, Dr. Pang says, the GMO controversy continues because consumers don't have the facts to make choices. Maui Senator Gil Keith Agaron offers another perspective. He would separate environmental, genetic engineering, pesticide use, and anti-corporate arguments and focus on food sustainability.
We need to unpack what we bring to this debate and focus on what we're really trying to do, which is to have, you know, a healthy agricultural industry. And when I say industry, it means providing food here. And if we need to subsidize the production of food here with production of exports, then we need to do that.
In my next report, what Maui residents want from county and state lawmakers to ease the divisiveness in the GMO debate. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.